Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Aguirre. Tartabull moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is hit by the pitch. Landis moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Charles moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to third. Green moves to second. Orlando Peña now pitching. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Northrup reaches second base with a double. There goes Euler trying to get to second. Reynolds throws the ball into Campaneris, who relays the ball to Green, who tags Euler for the out. Northrup moves to third. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Wes Stock now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock fires to first and picks off Horton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for West Stock. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Seghy. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dixon now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Euler strikes out. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Julio Navarro now pitching. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Smith pinch hits for Julio Navarro. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics 5, and Detroit Tigers 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.